bienvenue sur la radio du lycée René Goscinny à Varsovie. Aujourd'hui, méditation et neurosciences.
Hello everybody, today's recording is going to be about brain, and more specifically about a kind of brain cells, glial cells. I would like to welcome two neurologists who will help us understand better its function. Hello, Mr. Vidomsky.
Hi.
Hello, Mrs. Debo.
Hello.
Could you explain what glial cells are?
Glial cells are named after the Greek word glia, which means glue, and this etymology describes perfectly their function. Glial cells allow the brain to stick together. They are kind of a support for neurons and insulate one from another. Some glial cells only support physically the neurons, when others regulate the internal environment of the brain, meaning they regulate the fluids surrounding the neurons and the synapse. During early embryogenesis, glial cells direct the migration of neurons to their definitive position and produce molecules that modify the growth of axons and dendrites that ensure the communication in between different neurons. They play an important role in the synaptic transmission in some specific areas of the brain, such as the hippocampus or the cerebellum. We don't know yet whether they have an impact on intelligence or not, but we do know that Einstein had more glial cells than normal rate, but no more neurons.
You say that if we have more glial cells, we are more intelligent. But you also said that those glial cells have different functions. Are they all the same? What was the type of glial cells Einstein had?
To begin with, there are two main types of them. So the first one is central nervous system glial cells, and the second one is glial cells of the peripheral nervous system.
Could you be more precise, please?
Of course. So there are five subtypes of them, and the first one is called astroglia. There are star-shaped cells that provide physical and nutritional support for neurons. First, they clean up brain debris. Second, transport nutrients to neurons. Then, they hold neurons in place. And of course, digest parts of dead neurons. The second one is microglia. Like astrocytes, microglia digest parts of dead neurons. The third one is called oligodendroglia, provide the insulation to neurons in the central nervous system. The fourth, satellite cells, which physical support to neurons in the peripheral nervous system. And the last one, Schwann cells, provide the insulation to neurons in the peripheral nervous system.
But what I don't understand is, why don't we ever hear about them?
That's something I don't understand either. But I think mostly because they do not conduct electrical impulses, while the neurons do so. The glial cells have no action potential, and maybe because of that, they gain less credit than the neurons.
How would our brain look without them?
We have 10 to 50 times more glial cells than neurons, so without them, I suppose your brain would be much smaller. Without glial cells, it would also be a disorganized, shapeless melt of neurons and axons, which would perturbate the communication between neurons. Moreover, cells would die of nutriment because glial cells are the supports for nutriment and oxygen.
So thank you for this really important information and interesting, and we will say goodbye.
You're welcome.
Thank you.